Which one come first?
There is a hadith, a prophet mentioned 10 signs, major 10 signs. That is the great sign that mean we are in the door of the day of the judgment. I mean the great sign, the major signs. This hadith, inshallah ta'ala, will mention it. The number two in the beige. I will start with this hadith before the first hadith in the top, Al-Mahdi. And all of us, we know, or we can take Al-Mahdi first, because some of the ulama are divided, which one is come first. Some of them, they said one to before the others. But in general, actually, we need to go. Some of the ulama, they say the first sign, great sign of the hour, at Al-Mahdi. Mahdi will be born in Medina. And he will carry the same name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Al Bayt, from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Al-Mahdi, his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He will born in Medina and he will be a just ruler. Let's we see this hadith first before we go for the other 10 signs, include Isa alayhi salam. That's our topic which we've been long time. I know Sheikh Kiba, he need to finish everything today, but I am not going to follow him. I will go slowly one by one. Inshallah ta'ala. Let's we go about alamatul sa'at al-kubra. The major signs of the hour. The hadith which I choose for you today in Sahih Muslim, Al Imam Al Albani, the second Bukhari in our generation, he said, Hasanun Sahih, authentic, and also mentioned in Abu Dawood 4282, Sunan Abu Dawood. The hadith is, Hadathani Ubaidillah ibn Musa, an Fitr, an Sufyan. وحدثنا أحمد بن إبراهيم حدثنا عبيد الله بن موسى أخبرنا زائدة حدثنا أحمد بن إبراهيم وحدثني عبيد الله بن موسى عن فطر كلهم عن عاصم عن ذر عن عبد الله عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو لم يبقى في الدنيا إلا يوم قال زائدة في حديثه لطول الله ذلك اليوم ثم اتفقوا حتى يبعث فيهم رجلا مني أو من أهل بيتي يواطي اسمه اسمي واسم أبيه اسم أبي. زاد في حديث فطر يما الأرض قسطا وعدلا كما ملئت ظلما وجورا. وقال في حديث سفيان لا تذهب أو لا تنقضي الدنيا حتى يملك العرب رجلا من أهل بيتي يواطي اسمه اسمي. قال أبو داود لفظ عمر وأبو بكر بمعنى سفيان الألباني أبو داود 4282. تفضل يا شيخ.
The major signs of the hour narrated Abdullah ibn Masud al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if only one day of this world remain, Allah would lengthen that day according to the version of Sayyidah.
It's mean make this day longer. That's mean facts and the truth of this man who's coming. Allah, even if one single day is still remaining in this life, Allah will make this single day, will make it longer until this man come. And let's see exactly the rest.
Allah would lengthen that day till he raised up in it a man who belongs to me or to my families, whose father's name is the same as my father's, who filled the earth with equity and justice as it has been filled with oppression and tyranny, according to the version of Fitr. Sufyan version says, the world will not pass away before the Arabs are ruled by a man of my family, whose name will be the same as mine. Abu Dawood said, the version of Umar ibn Abu Bakr is the same as that of Sufyan. Sunan Abu Dawood, number 4,282. And it's been rated Sahih by Albani.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Yunus. What we understand from this hadith, Al-Mahdi is haqq or not? Al-Mahdi. What's his name?
Ahmad.
What he will name? Muhammad ibn Abdullah, same name like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where he come from? Which family? From Al Bayt, from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al Bayt. That's mean he come from Al-Hassan, Al-Hussein. Exactly. All this, inshallah ta'ala, bismillah, as they said. Now we know that Al-Mahdi is a sign, a major sign of the Day of the Judgment. His name is what? His name is what? Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Tayyib. The respected brothers of Shia today, they said his name is Muhammad ibn Asakir. Which is not true. Because Muhammad ibn Asakir is not related to the Prophet or any one of the family of the Prophet ﷺ. So they believe Al-Mahdi already showed from 1,000 years ago. He took the version, the real version of the Quran, which contains 60 chapters.
The Shia.
He disappeared in one of the cave and he was 4 years old. He took the original Quran, which is double Quran than what we have. Because they believe there is a Quran has been revealed to Fatima after the death of the Prophet ﷺ. This is shirk. But anyway, he took the Quran. Could you imagine if you put the whole ummah in a child 4 years old? What is the 4 years old that the child? To be responsible for the Quran, for the ummah. And he took the original Quran and he stepped inside the cave. That's why every year they go to this cave and they call him Aba Abdullah, because they believe he come from Al-Husayn. This is not effective. This is not true. 100% we follow what is the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith, remember, is narrated by Abu Bakr also and Umar ibn Khattab, the two khalifa. But they know them. They don't take anything from Umar and Abu Bakr. In general, from all the sahaba. And they believe he's coming very soon. But Al-Mahdi is not born yet until now. He's a Bashar, he's a human. He will born in Medina, inshallah ta'ala, and he will carry the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be a just ruler. After the land, he became full of operations. Full of operations. And more, after the sins, taking over everywhere. See, generation by generation today, you find the people, the deen, became soft in the heart of the people. And replace it by the law of kufr wal ya'uzu billah. Today, look at this. The earth is full of by sins. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Day by day is not going to be better. It's going to be worse day by day until Al-Mahdi came and he will take over and he will lead. He will be the Khalifa for all the Muslims. He will lead the Muslim that time. Lead them with justice and fair. And somebody asked me, what you talking about, the Sheikh? How come Al-Mahdi, if he come today, he found clubs, bar, gambling? How he gonna rule? How he gonna rule? This is the question people ask you too. How he gonna rule? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a believer in the land, and believer never be disappeared from the land. There is certain people who stand up and hold the deen, hold the robe of the sharia, exactly strongly, and they die with it. The earth will be also, there is a believer, but they will be few. The major will be disobedience. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ فَاسِقٌ فَاجِرٌ كَافِرٌ مُنَافِقٌ. But there is a certain believer who will stand up. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us among all of these believers and to die with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So, but this is exactly what we have here. Let's move fast before Sheikh Fadlullah, Sheikh Lutfullah, leave it to his job because he stressed me out when I see him and he will need me actually to finish on time. I'm going to do it, inshallah. Let's go for the second hadith, inshallah, to see the sign, include Isa ibn Maryam, inshallah ta'ala, which exactly taken number 2 in the page, inshallah ta'ala. عن حزيفة ابن أسيد الغفاري قال اطلع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علينا ونحن نتذاكر فقال ما تذاكرون قالوا نذكر الساعة قال إنها لن تقوم حتى ترون قبلها 10 آيات أو 10 آيات فذكر الدخان والدجال والدابة وطلوع الشمس من مغربها ونزول عيسى ابن مريم صلى الله عليه وسلم ويأجوج ومأجوج وثلاثة خسوف خسف بالمشرق وخسف بالمغرب وخسف بجزيرة العرب وأخر ذلك وآخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم.
The signs which will appear before the hour. Hudayfa bin Zayd al-Ghifari reported in Sahih Muslim 2901a. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us all of a sudden as we were busy in the discussion. He said, what do you discuss about? The companion said, we are discussing about the last hour. Thereupon he said, it will not come until you see 10 signs before, and in this connection, he made a mention of the sumuk, the Dajjal, the beast, the rising of the sun from the west, the descent of Jesus, son of Mary, may Allah be pleased with him, the Gog and Magog, and landslides in 3 places, one in the east, one in the west, and one in Arabia, at the end of which fire would burn forth from the Yemen and would drive people to the place of the assembly.
Jazakallah khair. So this is 10 signs when he found the Sahaba discuss about the hour. He said the Prophet cleared it for all of us and for the Sahaba at the time that you will never find the hour except where before 10 signs, major signs come before the hours. The first one actually would actually mention in this hadith the smoke. What is the smoke is? We need to know what is the smoke is. The ayah, inshaAllah ta'ala, will be mentioned. Some of these 10 signs mentioned in the Quran, and some of these 10 signs mentioned in the Sunnah. And we believe both of them. Because the Quran came from Rasulullah through Rasulullah sallam, and also the Sunnah came from Allah through the Prophet sallam. So we believe both. Alhamdulillah. Ad-Dukhan, the smoke. Allah sent the surah in the Quran, call it surah Ad-Dukhan, not Ad-Dukhan. There is no shadda over the dal. Call it Ad-Dukhan. So call it the smoke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in ayah number 10, the surah is located in the Quran, surah number 44 and ayah number 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين. You see over the dal, you have dhamma. That's why strong some people when say دخان, there is no shadda over the dal. دخان بدخان دخان دخان مبين.
Surah Ad-Dukhan, the smoke. Surah number 44, verse number 10. Then watch for the day when the sky will bring a visible smoke.
Repeat it again, please, one time.
Then watch for the day when the sky will bring a visible smoke.
طيب. So people wake up in the morning and they found the whole earth is not only in one certain area, followed by smoke. Exactly will be, and nobody could see each other. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ دُخَان. It's the black smoke. Fill exactly the earth will full of the dukhan. For the kafir, it will be like a big, it's a hard ship for the kafir. They cannot even breathe. But for the believer, it will be like zukam. You know exactly when you have the cold in the cold, you have cold and you have zukam. How you call it the zukam? When your nose is blocked. And you try actually to breathe, it will be for the believer like this. He's not going to affect the believer, it will be easy for the believer, but it's going to be very hard for the kafir. They cannot even breathe, like they're dying. So suddenly, you will find the earth will be, it will remain until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exactly his decision to be to end this dukhan, the smoke. So this is exactly mentioned in the Quran, in Surah Dukhan, ayah number 10, Surah Dukhan number 44:10. That is the first sign we may face it, inshallah. Number two, Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist. We're going to have a long hadith. I'm going to bring the two hadiths for you in detail. What he's going to do, what he's going to do in the land, and who going to kill him, and where he going to meet Isa alayhi salam. Of course, he's going to meet Isa. Where, in which place? We will see when Ad-Dajjal will meet Al-Mahdi. It's a great sign. Do you have an idea what you're going to do with Al-Mahdi? Do you have an idea what you're going to do? When you hear about Al-Mahdi, the most righteous person in the earth, he will exactly take his people, his follower, take me to him. He cannot Ad-Dajjal enter Mecca and Medina. But he's able to travel all over the world, like lightning. Power come from Allah, fitna before the hour. But when you hear about some, there is a believer, exactly the most righteous person, Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, he go take me to him. You know what he's going to do? He will also ask his soldier. He has a big soldier, big army. Dig a grave. And he ordered the people, when you see exactly at the board of, when he meet Al-Mahdi outside of Al-Madina, bring him and he put him in the grave. And he told him, I am your Lord. And then Al-Mahdi will ask him, you are Al-Masih al-Dajjal, which is our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told us about you. Because every Muslim, as we agree, Brother Lutfullah yesterday, how we gonna find him? How we gonna know about that Dajjal? The forehead will be what? Kafir. So he bring his order, his own people, to bring Al-Mahdi and put him in a grave. I am your Lord. قَالَ رَبِّي لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرْ. My Lord is not a human and is not with one single eye. Because he will have single eye. The one of the eye will look like a green grape. One of the pieces of the grape which is green. That is awar. Awar is with one single eye. And your Lord, he never been like this. Or not like, looks like him. Or nothing looks like Allah. Then he ordered his own people to put him in a grave. And he will bring, he ordered the people to bring exactly sew machine. And will split him half. After he split him off, he ordered him stand up. He will come again. It's a big fitna. It is a big fitna. And we're going to have a detail for this, inshallah. But I'm just to give you, prepare you for the classes which we need to discuss, inshallah ta'ala. When he resurrected him back and he told him, I am your Lord. قَالَ وَاللَّهِ مَزْدَدْتُ فِيكَ إِلَّا إِمَانًا. My iman, my faith became more stronger. You are at Dajjal, which is the messenger sallam told us about you. And he left him, he never touched him, and he ordered his own people, do not touch these people, the Al-Mahdi and the follower of Al-Mahdi that time, because who gonna protect you here today, Brother Lutfullah? Your knowledge, your ilm, your iman. He cannot get rid of it. And yesterday, Sheikh Yunus wasn't with us. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us in a big hadith yesterday, if he will be showing amongst you and while I'm with you, I will dispute with him. I will take care about him. And if he will be showing after me, everyone should dispute with him. And he advised us to memorize what?
The first verses of what?
Surah Al-Kahf. Everybody should memorize at least the five ayat. That is actually that. Of course, all the time when we sit down in the table of the merciful, always leave the table of the merciful hungry. We are not satisfied. We need to eat more and more and more and more, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, after excuse from you, I'm not going to be able to be with you. inshallah ta'ala, because I have a doctor appointment in Brooklyn. So inshallah I will see you inshallah ta'ala Thursday.
Inshallah.
Thursday inshallah I will see you. Inshallah if you stay tomorrow, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Assalamu alaikum.